Speaker 1.
I focus on the respiratory system and problems that affect it. I diagnose and treat diseases concerning the lungs and other organs that help you breathe. For some of these conditions or illnesses, like the flu or pneumonia, you might be able to get all the care you need from your regular doctor. But if your cough, shortness of breath, or other symptoms don't get better, you might need to see me.
Speaker 2.
I am a trained health professional who provides care before, during, or after pregnancy. I give women emotional and practical support before and during labour and after the birth of the babies. I deliver babies at a hospital, but some of us support women at birthing centres or even at home.
Speaker 3.
Just like anyone else working in the field of health, I wear protective equipment like gloves, masks, and safety glasses to prevent the spread of germs or bacteria. I use modern technology and equipment like X-ray machines, lasers, drills, and other medical tools when performing procedures. I diagnose and treat problems of the gums and mouth and help people care for their teeth. People who see me regularly will find it easier to maintain a good level of dental health, which may have a direct impact on their overall well-being.
Speaker 4.
I specialize in the treatment of the cardiovascular system, which includes the heart and blood vessels. To make a diagnosis, I may order tests such as an electrocardiogram, an EKG, blood tests, or exercise stress tests, and I interpret them afterwards. I may prescribe medicine, recommend lifestyle changes such as diet, exercise, reducing stress levels, and managing weight. Severe conditions may make it necessary for me to implant a pacemaker or insert a cardiac catheter.
Speaker 5.
I study and help treat people's cognitive, emotional, and social issues. One of my main goals as a professional is to evaluate and understand my clients' thoughts, emotions, and behaviour. I work in my private practice providing counselling, which is also known as talk therapy. But many of us work in other settings such as schools, hospitals, community health centres, prisons, nursing homes or rehabilitation centres. Others may also do research and conduct studies in their field.
Speaker 6.
There's a lot of critical nerves and blood vessels that connect the brain to the rest of the body, and those all go through the head and the neck. I specialise in the care and treatment of the area below the brain and above the lungs, except for the eyes. I treat a wide range of conditions, including those related to hearing and hearing loss, tonsils and swallowing. I also deal with smell and taste disorders, tumours in the mouth and throat, as well as cancers in the head and neck.
Speaker 7.
My medical field focuses on diseases which affect patients' bones, muscles, joints, and nerves. People often visit me in my practice to make an appointment because they're injured or when they have a chronic condition, such as lower back pain or problems with their neck. We then discuss strategies to prevent problems from worsening. We work closely with physiotherapists, but it's extremely important that the patients themselves cooperate and do their physical exercises on a regular basis.